There's movement at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken just out with a statement that the embassy is being temporarily relocated away from the capital, Kyiv, for the safety of staff, while emphasizing that diplomatic efforts continue. Ukraine's president, in a social media post, appears to expect a Russian attack on Wednesday, which he's declaring a day of national unity. But a consultant to the Russian government suggests the threat of invasion remains a bargaining chip.
After hearing from Russian officials that it's the West that's creating hysteria around the situation in Ukraine, one Moscow insider admits that Russia is, in fact, quote, creating tension. Doing so, according to Dmitry Suslov, a deputy director at the Higher School of Economics University, to get the world to listen to its long simmering security concerns at long last. And according to Suslov, it has been a success to the extent that this is all now on the table and Russia will continue to use escalation, he assumes, until it gets at least some of its requests answered.
Fox's Amy Kellogg in Washington. The National Security Advisor set to brief key members of the Senate. Some COVID restrictions in the nation's capital are ending. Fox's Jared Halpern with this live.
A requirement for D.C. businesses to check the vaccine status of patrons will expire tomorrow, Mayor Muriel Bowser says, and an indoor mask mandate for many places will be lifted at the end of the month.
We have seen since the height of Omicron wave entered the district in December, cases have dropped more than 90%.
Bowser says hospitalizations are down 95%. After March 1st, masks will still be required in D.C. schools, health centers, libraries, and public transit, as well as any private business wants to require them, Lisa.
Period. Restrictions also easing in Ontario, Canada, but a trucker-led protest there continues. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A convicted murderer in Ohio is allowed to fight his children's adoption, even though he killed their mother.
Ohio's Supreme Court rules 4-3 that the father's lack of contact with his daughters is due to a court order and a legitimate excuse for not being involved in the children's lives. The parties aren't named in court records, but the children's maternal grandparents took custody after the mother's murder in 2006. The father says the adoption fight is only about preserving his family's right to keep in contact with the girls, not to take custody. One of the girls has since turned 18, the other still a minor. The grandparents say both are severely autistic, will never live on their own, and that the adoption is just about educational opportunities. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Opening statements at the trial of a retired Florida cop charged with murder in a movie theater shooting, with prosecutors arguing there wasn't enough of a threat from another man throwing popcorn to justify deadly self-defense after an argument over the man using his cell phone. The defense argues the former officer, then 71, was in declining health, feared an assault, and that there was an attack before the popcorn was thrown. 43-year-old Chet Olson was killed in the shooting in January of 2014, a combination of legal issues and the pandemic delaying the trial. Several school board members in San Francisco face a recall election.
Tomorrow's special election recall takes aim at three board members, all of them Democrats, who critics say prioritized racial equality over education during the pandemic with a series of blunders, including renaming 44 schools they deemed to be offensive without a plan to get kids back into those very same schools, covering an historic high school mural because it depicts images of slaves and slain Native Americans, refusing to consider Seth Brenzel for a parent advisory council because the white gay father of a biracial child wasn't diverse enough.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in San Francisco. An hour to the close, the Dow's down 260. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.